Joining me now is Hakeem Elmasmari. He's editor-in-chief of the English Language Yemen Post based in Sana'a. Hakeem, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Anytime.
So we're hearing reports that at least 12 people were killed and hundreds more injured in the cities of Taiz and Hodeidah. How did today's incidents begin?
The incident began where we're fed up of protesting inside Chin Square, and they felt that the time to march has come because 2 months of peaceful protest has not been effective with the Saleh regime. That is why they felt that marching throughout the cities and the main streets of the cities was very vital to make Saleh understand that they will not only sit down and protest, they will march to the streets and make sure that he steps down. And that is why the clashes took place today, the attacks by security forces, where at least 14 have been killed.
The protesters, they were approaching government buildings, reports say. Do you think this was seen as a provocation by the Saleh's government? It was a peaceful protest, was it not?
The protesters were very peaceful, according to the eyewitnesses, even though the government is trying to convince media outlets that they wanted to raid the governmental complex. We talked to eyewitnesses on the ground, and they said that the protesters, four of the protesters were killed at the main gate of the governmental complex, even though they were peaceful. The government has a different story and is saying that they were trying to raid the building and they had to respond.
Is the government drawing a line in the sand? Are they saying basically, if we allow you to protest, you have to stay put?
I'll make it clear to you. As I said before, over the last 2 months, protests have been very peaceful and the protesters have been sitting at their spots, no marching whatsoever, even though there are millions throughout the country. Now, today, the protesters feel that Saleh has not received their message and has only felt that he has gotten stronger and has even said that he would not mind if the protesters stay at Chain Square and protest for years. This made the protesters feel that they were attacked by the president and he did not realize how powerful they were. That is why they feel that the marches are very important for him to understand that we are protesting peacefully, but this is only to give you an opportunity to leave. Even though Mubarak in Egypt left after 18 days of protest, here in Yemen, Saleh has been given more than 60 days of continuous protest and has still not agreed to leave power.
And were these marches, do you think, coordinated and there was communication between the different cities, or are people just coming to the same conclusion independently?
There was slight coordination, but most of them have been marching in protest against those who were killed in Taiz. Over the last 24 hours, 14 have been killed and over 2,000 injured, many of them by inhaling gas and over 200 by live bullet shots. So it's very tense, and the protesters have a feeling that they should stand next to their brothers in Taiz, even though it is risky, but they do not want to show the government that they will stay quiet and stay put until and let Saleh do what he feels is better for his regime. And according to our sources, these marches will continue every day until the Saleh regime falls.
Has the military, like General Ali Mohsen, who supports the protesters, said anything on record regarding today's events?
Nothing has been reported on record from Ali Mohsen's people, but we do expect him not to reply because he does not want to be looked at as a leader of this revolution. Over the last couple of days, Ali Mohsen has harmed the Yemeni revolution because he does not have a very good reputation. And the revolution youth are telling him that it's better for him to stay put and defend them quietly instead of coming out with press releases and messages.
What do you think will happen leading up to this coming Friday? If there, obviously, you said there will be protests all week long that have been announced, but people are off work on Friday. The protests week after week are getting more and more violent. What do you expect?
Protests have been going on now for 2 months, but the new thing is that over the last 5 days, there have been continuous marches in Yemen. These marches will continue, and the opposition and the youth movements here in Sana'a in Yemen, they feel that these marches will harm Saleh's interests, and Saleh would not be able to continue more than a week in power because their goal is to march to the presidential palace. They know that's impossible, and they know that it will cause bloodshed, but they feel that it's important and needs to be done sooner than later.
Great. Hakeem Elmasmari, editor-in-chief of the English Language Yemen Post, based in Sana'a. Thanks very much for joining us.